Today is the first day of early in-person voting around the state. Joining us on the line now is David Payne. He's the deputy director of the Franklin County Board of Elections. Thanks for your time, sir.
Hey, Steve, thanks for having us on today. Appreciate it.
So a big question here. What does the Franklin County ballot look like?
The Franklin County ballot, boy, there's a lot for people to look at. One of the things I'd like to recommend is that they go to vote.franklincountyohio.gov and they can view their personal ballot prior to coming in. But obviously there's President of the United States, there's United States Senator, Congress, State Senate, State House, County Commissioner races, Clerk of Common Pleas, County Recorder, Sheriff, Treasurer, Engineer, Coroner, Member of Board of Education.
A lot of races.
Supreme Court. You've got a bunch of stuff. You've got a CODA issue. If you're voting in Columbus, you've got three Columbus bond issues. So a lot for people to study, and they're all important.
And the early voting hours are uniform around the state, but what exactly are those hours?
Well, today they're 8 to 5, and throughout this week they're 8 to 5. What I would suggest is people go to our webpage. Again, it's vote.franklincountyohio.gov, and those hours change throughout the month of October and early November. So, again, yeah, come over here at 1700 Morris Road and vote early and avoid the lines on election day.
There were some people camping out there last night,
correct? There were some people camping out. Can you believe that? I was not one of them.
I was not among them either. If you're voting, say, in Clintonville, you might have Hillary Clinton as the top choice who appears first in the list of presidential candidates. If you're voting across town, maybe it might be Donald Trump. The other places, it might even be Jill Stein, Gary Johnson. Talk about why candidates are listed on the ballot the way they are.
Okay, so we have 821 precincts in Franklin County, and we do what is called ballot rotation. So in one precinct, Donald Trump might be at the top of the ticket, and then you have Hillary Clinton, Duncan Johnson, and Jill Stein. And then whoever is on the bottom in the next precinct, they go to the top. So there's ballot rotation, so it's equal and fair. The first precinct that we go in alphabetical order, they're all in alphabetical order. So Clinton would be the first one on the ballot in our first precinct, and then second, it would be Duncan and so on and so forth. But there's ballot rotation on all of our races.
Do you ever get complaints from voters who might be confused and think there's some prejudice by the Board of Elections?
Oh, occasionally you get something like that, but once we explain it to them, they seem to be fine, yeah.
Today is the first day of early in-person voting in Ohio for the November election. And we've been talking about the ballot with David Payne. He's the deputy director of the Franklin County Board of Elections. Thanks for your time, sir.
Hey, thank you so much, Steve.